Spellinspekten to supervise Svenska Spell's land-based venues. SGA to inspect Svenska Spell's land-based venues. Sweden's gambling regulator has opened a supervisory review of Svenska Spell's physical gaming locations. The Swedish gambling authority, Spellinspekten, SGA, said it will carry out inspections at all land-based venues operated by the state-owned operator, with a particular focus on turnover reporting and the placement and use of cash dispensing machines. The program will include site visits and a formal request for written information from Svenska Spel. The authority has said it will publish the results of the review at a later date. The move follows a period of heightened scrutiny of Svenska Spel. Over recent months, the SGA has taken disciplinary action against the operator, asserting that Svenska Spel failed to adequately protect several high-spending customers who showed signs of problematic gambling. The regulator has sought to reinstate a previously agreed fine, signaling sustained concerns about how the operator enforces Sweden's responsible gambling rules. Separately, Svenska Spel has itself advocated for tighter rules in the online gambling sector, arguing that stronger controls are necessary to prevent harm. Those proposals have met resistance from industry groups. The Swedish Trade Association for Online Gambling, BOS, publicly disputed Svenska Spel's suggested changes, saying they could create an uneven playing field for other regulated operators. Industry observers say the SGA's latest review will test how regulators balance oversight of a state-owned operator against market competition and consumer protection objectives. A thorough, transparent inspection is exactly what is needed when a market participant is both operator and part of broader public policy discussions, said Jonas Bergstrom, senior regulatory analyst at BetInsights. The key questions will be whether monitoring systems are proportionate, whether staff training is consistent across venues, and whether high-risk customers are being identified and managed effectively. Rosenberg's departure and industry reaction. The supervisory review arrives as the SGA itself undergoes senior leadership change. Director General Camilla Rosenberg, who has led the authority for 8 years, has announced she will step down to take up a post as director of the Swedish Estate Agents Inspectorate. Rosenberg characterized her time at the gambling authority as a period of rapid development and learning. Reflecting on her tenure, Rosenberg said, "Working at the Swedish Gambling Authority has been revolutionary, intense, and deeply educational. We have built expertise quickly and sharpened our regulatory tools in response to a fast-moving market. I leave with a strong conviction that the authority is better placed than ever to protect consumers and safeguard a fair market." Regulatory change at the top of the SGA has prompted comment across the sector. "Leadership shifts inevitably create a recalibration of priorities," said Dr. Maria Lindstrom, a responsible gambling researcher at Stockholm University. "But the timing of this inspection suggests the authority intends to maintain momentum on compliance and consumer protection, regardless of personnel changes." For Svenska Spel, a state-owned operator that must answer to both public policy objectives and commercial pressures, the review will be a test of operational controls at venue level. Analysts expect the SGA to scrutinize not only record-keeping on turnover, but also how venues identify and respond to risky customer behavior, including how cash dispensing points may facilitate high-volume play. What operators should expect? Operators across Sweden should take note. The SGA's approach indicates closer oversight of venue-level practices, particularly where cash handling and player vulnerability intersect. Firms should review their reporting procedures, staff training, and measures for identifying and protecting Protecting at-risk customers ahead of any similar supervisory action. Transparent cooperation with the regulator and prompt remediation of identified weaknesses are likely to be critical in minimizing further sanctions and in shaping future regulatory guidance.